Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, folks. Happy White Glove Love Month. Yes, all February long, your friends at White Glove Moving and Storage love to spread the love. That's right. All those referrals that you mention us to your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, your family members, the people that you don't want to live by you anymore, however it goes, we just really help to bolster that and give out lots of prizes and fun, tasty treats as part of our appreciation efforts throughout the month of February. So it's White Glove Love Month. And if you know of anyone moving, White Glove Moving and Storage, whether it's across the street, across the state, or across the country, we'd love to help make their move as smooth and pleasurable and cost-effective as possible. Of course, we at White Glove believe in the fact that a team can only be a good team if it's in a good environment. And that is exactly the premise of how I got this lovely lady on the show today. She truly is a ray of sunshine, wearing one of my favorite mustard yellow tones. She even has a coordinating satchel, folks. This is the attention to detail we want in our work culture developer. That's right. She's the founder of Your Happy Workplace, the one and only Wendy Conrad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anna Valencia Tillery. That was an amazing intro.
I do try. It's like 10 years of this or something. It's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, you and I have bonded over the years through the ladies networking off and on through chambers, as well as, of course, through the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network with our next luncheon in Vero Beach, February 12th, folks, TC Premier Women. .com. You don't want to miss the opportunity to network if you're feeling comfortable. But you have come up with this concept of your happy workplace. And I think that whether we have the solopreneurs, as you've affectionately coined them, and I love it, it's a little difficult to say frequently, solopreneur. So, anyhow, versus those like myself that work in a larger team company environment. Yet there's something to be said for the hustle culture. This is something that you've coined, and you really helped to highlight that and give folks some alternatives. So why do we buy into this hustle culture?
Well, first, let's talk a little bit about what hustle culture is.
Yeah.
I didn't invent it. I'd love to take credit for it, but it is the idea that we can only succeed if we are operating at maximum capacity all the time, being productive day and night. The idea that taking a break is seen as being weak or lazy.
Right.
And that couldn't be further from the truth, because if we are not, you know, we wouldn't expect ourselves or our team to work an entire day without food or water. And so we also need to refuel our brains in the same way. So if we are operating full throttle all the time, it actually has the opposite effect of what's intended. It decreases our productivity.
Ah.
So why we buy into it, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, is that we attach so much of our self-worth to our work. So we believe that if we are working so hard and doing so much and being productive 24/7, that means we are more. Creating that kind of environment for not just our teams but ourselves is not sustainable. We
sure.
need to take breaks to refuel, not just our physical selves but our mental selves also.
Okay, so on that point, Wendy, how does one begin to de-hustle in the work culture? I mean, we're in a new year with a fresh start, hopefully coming out of a pandemic. We could start now.
Yes. And I think with the pandemic, a lot of it's caused huge shifts in a lot of things. And work culture is one of those things. So this time last year, what we may have defined as success is probably totally different now because we've gone through the pandemic. It's caused people and businesses and organizations to reevaluate what success means for them. So the first step to de-hustling your work culture is to redefine what success means for you, your team, and your business. Is the bottom line the ultimate determining factor for success? I don't believe so, because if you're making millions of dollars and everyone's miserable, that to me is not a successful business. So you need to not just ask yourself, if you're the business owner, what is success going to look like for us this year? Maybe that will mean we didn't have to lay anybody off this year.
That little pat on the back.
Yeah, which may be a night and day compared to what you would have called success this time last year. So think about what success means for you as a business and have conversations with your team about what success will look like for you this year in business.
Because the pandemic has changed the way we work, more people have the opportunity to work remotely. Speaking on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, there is a huge uptick in folks from South Florida that used to have to report to a big fancy office that are simply no longer being held to that same requirement and are saying, I'd love some land and we want to spend more time at home. And the look and feel, the requirement being that there be a room in the house for an office space, but that they don't have to be in that big city. Same with folks moving from other states to Florida for our perpetual sunshine and bliss. That looks so different. And so being that the pandemic has changed the way we work, wouldn't it be more difficult to foster a positive workplace?
You would think so. And that, I think, is what kind of, I don't want to use the word panic, but concern or challenge that people thought they would have. And it can be a challenge for people who have never worked from home before or had teams who've worked from home before. It just takes a shift in what your focus is. And it takes a little bit of effort. When we kind of get comfortable in how we do things, and, you know, before the pandemic, maybe we were comfortable in our work culture and how things were going. And then all of a sudden this happened and maybe we had to suddenly shift everybody to working from home. That's a huge change. Our brains are not equipped to favor change. They go into panic mode. Mm-hmm. We don't like change. And so it just takes a little bit of tweaking in how we think about work culture, because it does still exist even when and if the team is all working from home. So it just takes a little bit of creativity. And if you had, you know, kind of a groove going with your work culture before and things were good, and you need to recreate that virtually. So how can we recreate that? How can we create those connections? And it'll be different for every team and business. It just takes a little bit of ingenuity.
All right. So because the wheels are turning now, and I know that a number of our listeners are commuting from an office space, right? Or they are dedicated to working weekends. What could a first step in improving work culture, whether it's in person or virtually, be to help give us an idea? And then we'll explore some things in depth a little bit later. But what might be a catalyst? Was it something that we could start? What could be a good first step?
I always tell people a great first step is to, on a regular basis, make it a habit, especially if you're leading a team. And even if you're not, asking everyone this question: how can I help you do your job better today?
Ah.
So simple, but so impactful. And not just ask the question as lip service or, you know, a kind of a greeting. Then you have to actually listen.
And potentially implement something.
And then be willing to implement answers. So it's so important. You know, communication is really the root of any successful and strong work culture. And yet I think the study I read, 69% of management, people in management positions, don't like communicating with their team.
Ah.
That's astonishing to me.
When it's the foundation.
Right. So communication is really at the heart of it. I know it can be intimidating for some people, but especially if you're in a leadership position, you need to get comfy with that and kind of, I don't want to say desensitized, because communication isn't a bad thing, but be what I've heard somebody say, become conflict positive versus conflict averse, and viewing things like conflict as something that are positive. It's what brings issues to light, so you can then start to do things differently. So really just communicating with your team, asking questions. I always say if you want to start to create this kind of work culture, you need to make it your job for your team to be their best selves.
Uh-huh.
And so part of that is asking, how can I help facilitate that?
Okay, so Wendy Cotterant's here in the studio, folks. She is our founder and the work culture developer for yourhappyworkplace.com. That's the platform, that's the website that folks can go to and explore a little bit. Can you give us an overview of Your Happy Workplace so that as people are commuting right now and thinking, hey, my manager's meeting on Monday, this might be some helpful information to bring up as we get this fresh start in the new year.
Yes, I have so much to say in response to that. So my main offer is 90 days to your happy workplace. And that's where I come in. We do a kickoff meeting with leadership and the team and say, here's the work that we want to do. Here's the reason why we're coming together to collaborate and do this work. And then I schedule one-on-one and or, depending on your team size, group conversations with everyone on the team. And I ask them questions based on 10 categories, like communication, like hiring and onboarding process, like workplace wellness, and find out what's really going on, because sometimes there can be a disconnect between what leadership thinks is happening and how the team feels about their work. And so from those conversations, I put together a custom, very detailed action plan on how they can move their work culture forward based on those 10 categories. So they get a grade in each of the categories. Uh-huh. Here's your grade. Here's what you're doing well. Here are some specific action steps that you can start to take to move the team forward. And then an important piece of that, because that can be so overwhelming, is suggested timeline for what you need to work on first. Because if you're having huge communication issues with your team, working on workplace design, you know, that shouldn't be the first step.
Right. That's going to fall towards the bottom. Yes. First, we got to get on the same page.
Certain things that are a priority that you need to tackle first. So then that's the first month. The second month is where I meet one-on-one with leadership, whether that's one person or a few, and say, okay, what are you doing this week? How's it going? What challenges are you facing? And we tweak the plan if we need to. And so we meet like that for the second month. Then the last month, I revisit the team to find out what's actually being implemented, how it's going, and then create a final plan for them to move them forward.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So if that's a really deep dive, and we talked about this before, it's a very detailed work. If you want to make radical changes, which I think needs to be done in a lot of workplaces, and not, I do want to say it's not anyone's fault, right? It's how we are kind of conditioned to think about work. What is work supposed to be?
As Americans as a whole, right? Like we're
hustle
trained.
Culture. Mm-hmm. I think we're leading in that aspect. Because I've talked to people who've lived in places like Sweden, and then they come here to the States and they're like, you guys are working yourselves to death. What's happening here? You know, they get all these weeks paid off vacation. Their people are taken care of and seen as a priority. So, if you don't want to do that deep dive, there are other ways we can work together. I have workshops out there. I have a newsletter that you can sign up if you want to get to know me a little bit first. I know that's how I like to vet people.
A little courting never hurt. I like it.
Yes, let's court via email. I'm so down. And other ways that we can work together, because that 90-day is a real time commitment. So you really have to be willing to not just commit to the time, but commit to the work, because it's not me coming in and waving a magic wand and doing everything
Darn
for
it.
You.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And coming in a clown outfit and throwing confetti at you and saying, okay, your work culture's good. Bye now.
Right.
It really is a process, and it takes a commitment, not just from myself, but from leadership and the team also.
So there's options, and you can delve deeper and explore and subscribe via yourhappyworkplace.com. When we get back, we are going to talk about handling stress in the workplace post 2020 and some other fun things. So you're going to want to stay tuned. I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon. Talk about a happy workplace. It is a group of wonderful women that all work in this amazing symbiotic relationship and nature. I'm always impressed when I walk in there of how kind the ladies are to one another. There's a stylist for every budget, and there's stylist for longer evening hours and weekends to accommodate all of us so we can look very fresh and fabulous in the new year, keeping in mind that it is a very large salon headquartered here in Vero that allows for plenty of spacing, knowing the sensitivity still to COVID. And so remember, True Colors Salon of Vero on Old Dixie, they want you to feel and look your best. And they were voted one of our happiest workplaces.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, what a good what
job,
a good
True
fit
Colors.
With our beautiful Wendy Conrad in the studio. So you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Thank you to our new partner. I am so excited. As the Treasure Coast Insider, doing some rebranding after our airwaves lengthened throughout from Melbourne down to Stuart, and rebranding the Women's Networking to Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, I thought I should become closer friends with TreasureCoast.com. And as a result, we've put some beautiful things in motion. TreasureCoast.com is your one-stop digital media platform for all of your event calendars, as well as breaking news from all of the cities located within the Treasure Coast, as well as other terrific resources from holiday gift giving to hurricane prevention and safety protocols and so much more. TreasureCoast.com can be there for you with all of the information that you want as you navigate your work week or look to explore something over the weekend. TreasureCoast.com, you can find them online 24/7 and subscribe to their Facebook group pages, Breaking News of Martin County, Fort Pierce, Vero, Okeechobee, you name it, they have the breaking news for you. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. As you start getting ready to prepare for your tax returns, if you get a chunk of change, why not put it towards a new home? Whether it's your first home, your second home, if you're upsizing or downsizing, Caliber Home Loans with offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie can help you find the home of your dreams that you can afford, that you will love. Caliber home loans is all that they do. And a special shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza here in Vero Beach. Don't hesitate to visit them for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. With all these face masks, you know you want your eyes to look like Princess Jasmine, and they can do that for you. Thank you, Foxy. So here in the studio, the beautiful Wendy Conrad, she's our work culture developer and founder of Your Happy Workplace. And you have composed some great tips for our listeners to help manage stress post-2020.
Yes. I think the first step, especially if you're in a leadership role, is to examine how stress is affecting you and address your own self-care. Because if you are not investing in your own self-care, it limits your leadership capabilities. It limits the capacity for you to create these kind of environments for your team. And it limits your performance and your team's performance. So the first step is to look at what you're doing for yourself and how you're dealing with your own stress and how you're refueling your own tank. And then the next part of it is to understand that everybody deals with stress in a different way.
Yes.
So there's no kind of, you know, checklist of tips that if you do all these things on the checklist, then everybody's good. And also to understand that it's not about eliminating stress, because that's impossible.
Right.
So
it's a consistent.
You're fighting a losing battle if that's kind of your strategy. So it's not about eliminating the stress, but it's how can we create a work environment that reduces the stress, and then when it does happen, how are we? What systems do we have in place that can be resources for our team? So, I think part of the, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, silver linings of being thrust into a pandemic collectively,
a one-year timeout as
a planet, is that people's humanity are being welcomed in their workspaces.
Uh-huh.
You know, if we're working a team remotely and our kid flies by in the camera,
it's far more understandable.
People are more, you know, empathetic to things like that. And if we have somebody who's sick in the family, you know, we've all got all of these things going on at the same time. And now a lot of us are living where we work. And so we can't separate. There's no longer that commute that separates us in time and space between our work lives and our professional lives. So
Sure. Just
acknowledging that your team, you know, your people are, they can't check their humanity at the door when they start their work day. So just acknowledging that everybody has something going on. And just if you notice something, just say, hey, what's going on? What can I do for you today?
Or I love that. I love how simple that is, yet incredibly effective. I could see how that would resonate with anyone on my team, that it would be like, oh, thank you for caring, and this would help me.
Yes. And it's important to not fake it,
because
they'll smell that from a mile away.
Right.
So it's really, it's impactful in many ways, because it says to your team, like you said, I care about you. And it's also good for leaders and business owners to know these things, because your people are your business. I'm sure in your business, you know that better than a lot of people. So to ask them, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I support you? I notice, you know, something doesn't seem right. What's going on? That says to your team, and this is something we all want as humans, I see you.
Yes.
I hear you. That's all we all want, is to be recognized and seen. And that can be manifested in a ton of different ways in your workplace. But it's like you said, it's a simple thing we can do, but very impactful.
So in our last 20 seconds, Wendy, real quick, one more time with the website and how folks can explore the different workshops options or take advantage of your 90-day opportunity.
If you go to yourhappyworkplace.com, there's a Work With Me page that you can go to. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you get all the news about events and workshop dates coming up.
Yay! It's been a real pleasure. Happy February, folks. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Until next week, cheers.